Blog Talk Radio.
Life is a song worth singing.
Why don't you
sing it? Life is a song worth singing.
Why don't you
sing it? You hold a key in the palm of your hand.
Use it.
Don't blame your life on a master plan.
Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of Solar Now and the Future. This is Economic Impact on Black America, and I'm your host, Ronald Faye. And today's date is...
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another exciting edition of Solar Now and the Future with its Economic Impact on Black America, and I'm your host, Ronald Bethay, and today's date is January the 21st in the year 2021. Yes, 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 ladies and gentlemen. There's been a lot going on here in the U.S. of A., and if you've been following what's been going on here on this platform, Solar Now and the Future with its Economic Impact on Black America, well, you know that I'm your host, Ronald Bethay, and you are listening to another exciting edition of Solar Now and the Future with its Economic Impact on Black America. And you know, if you follow us on a regular basis, you know the slogan for this show: if it's power in numbers and the positive change purchasing cooperative captures that power for your financial benefit. The Positive Change Purchasing Cooperative, LLC, serves as a blueprint for economic self-reliance for solar and renewable energy companies, both large and small, along with increasing market share for African-American solar installation, design, and workforce development training companies to address the too high energy costs at our historically black colleges and universities, also to utilize black-owned farmlands, HBCU campuses, to develop capacity and initiatives for solar installation projects to bring down the underemployment and unemployment of young black men locally and nationally. Also to educate the black community locally and nationally about the economic impacts of climate change and the need for environmental education in the black community through black talk radio programs such as Solar Now and the Future with its Economic Impact on Black America. You know this show is also brought to you every week by the Black Sports Legends Foundation, BSLF HBCU Solar Radio Talk Show Initiative, and you get more information about that initiative by logging on to our website at positivechangepc.com. That's positivechangepc.com. Welcome, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Solar Now and the Future with its Economic Impact on Black America. And you know, if you join us on a regular basis, you know that call-in number is 646-668-2948. Once again, our call-in number is 646-668-2948. And please remember to press 1 on your phone pad after the dialing the call-in number. Now, you know, if you follow us on a regular basis, you can follow us by logging on to Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. And we are broadcasting over the platform of Blog Talk Radio. And we're also streaming over iTunes, so you'll be able to get us and get this show through a number of mediums over the World Wide Web. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's no secret that we now have a new administration in office, and there's a lot of things going on today. We don't have a scheduled guest, so I'm going to start off by looking at our lead title, U.S., United States, and Toyota Motor Company reach agreement for a decade of long noncompliance with Clean Air Act reporting requirements. Most of you have heard me discuss the Volkswagen settlement that millions of dollars were paid by the Volkswagen Corporation to, in fact, for the same purposes. These lawsuits were bought by the U.S. Department of the EPA, Environmental Protection Agency, and the U.S. Department of Justice. Now, this particular article was I received it from the information from the American Association of Blacks in SOLA. In connection with the settlement of the United States has filed a consent decree agreed to by Toyota that resolves the government's compliance through Toyota's payment of $180 million in a civil penalty and imposition and injunction relief. The $180 million penalty is the largest civil penalty for violation of EPA's emission reporting requirements. The consent decree remains subject to periods of public comment and court approval. Now, this was a press release that was put out on the 14th of January, 2021. So today is the 21st, so we're going back 7 days, which this particular article was published. The U.S. Department of Environmental Protection and U.S. Department of Justice announced today the United States has filed simultaneously settlement civil suit against Toyota Corporation, Toyota Motor of North Carolina, Toyota Motor Sales of U.S. Inc., and Toyota Engineering and Manufacturing of North America, Toyota for systematically longstanding violations of the Clean Air Act emissions related defective reporting requirements which required manufacturers to report potential defects and recalls affecting vehicle components designed to control emissions. Now, I'm not going to go into this lengthy article because I led off with it as I was doing some other research. I thought it was a very, very interesting article. What I'm more concerned about with this settlement is how will these monies be dispersed, and what purposes will they serve to help the African American community? You know that yours truly, Ronald Buffet, your host of this show, Solar Now in the Future with its economic impact on Black America, I wear several other hats. One of those hats is that I am the president of the Positive Change Purchasing Cooperative. I basically laid out what our primary purpose and mission is at the beginning of the show, which I always do on a weekly basis. But I also serve as the president of the National Association of Blacks in SOLA. Now, you will be able to get more information concerning that organization because we have put out a national survey, which I'm going to sort of flip the script today, and we're going to look at why this national survey matters. We're going to sort of
be away from our schedule line items that we have, and we're going to sort of touch upon each one of them in my discussion with you as we go into looking at why does this settlement matter. Okay, one of the key components to the settlement with this particular situation is the fact that in settling this matter, as well as the Volkswagen settlement, that this money went to each state in the union. And in each state of the union, provided those local municipal governments and states of how they wanted to utilize that money to combat climate change, which is one of the main priorities under Biden's administration. But one of the things that we're going to look at those priorities, because we know that the number one priority is to get control of this plandemic, which we know it as the pandemic, because you have 400,000 American citizens based on statistical data put out by Johns Hopkins University, if you care to believe those numbers, say have perished from the coronavirus. I have some very serious issues with a lot of the information that comes out from Johns Hopkins, because I am very, very familiar with Johns Hopkins University located in Baltimore, Maryland. I happen to have graduated from Morgan State University, which sits less than 2 miles away from Johns Hopkins campus, and I know of a number of issues as it relates to Johns Hopkins University and the treatment of African Americans through their research department in their medical department. And I won't go any further than that, because I'm going to try to stay on topic. But we want to look at Biden's inauguration. What will Joe Biden do first? This was an article which was written by a BBC News staff writer that talks about the priorities of the Biden administration. Number one, it's corona pandemic relief. We know, based on the corona previous bill that was just passed, which many of you received a $600 subsidy a bailout or relief payment, however you refer to it, from the federal government. In that particular bill, it was a $900 billion coronavirus relief package. In that $900 billion bill, $35 billion is targeted to be spent to combat climate change. Inside of that $35 billion, $1.7 billion is supposed to be targeted for low and moderate income communities to help put PV systems on their roof to help combat climate change. As I drill down on this subject matter, we're going to begin to look at why is this important to the African American community, and what's in it for the African American community, and why has the National Association of Blacks and Solar called and put out a plan where we're demanding that the Biden administration invest 35% of the $1.7 trillion that his administration plans to spend over the first 4 years of this administration. We're not talking
planning if he's elected. He's now been elected. Black folk, we put Biden over the top. Make no mistakes about it. I am not really concerned. I am glad that Sister Pamela Harris, who is being referred as Asiatic black, she can't just be a black African-American black woman. She has to be of East Indian descent and all that other superbly, which means absolutely nothing. When it all comes down, it's symbolism. I want to know what is the Biden administration going to do in terms of investing targeted dollars to African-American institutions, which you will find that information if you go to our website, click on our news and events tab, and I'm going to go back and I'm going to touch upon those things. Now, these are the priorities based on this specific staff writer. Number one will be corona pandemic relief. Masking up America. There has been he's already signed an executive order mandating that if you are on federal property, you must wear masks. So that will be applicable to, I guess, Congress also. Rejoining the Paris Accords, economic measures, relief for renters and homeowners. Biden's team has said he has immediately plans to extend the moratorium on eviction and foreclosures of home mortgages, both of which were paused early in the pandemic, as well as the current phase on federal student loan. Federal student loan payments and interest. The Biden transition team said he plans to direct the cabinet agencies this week to take immediate action to deliver economic relief for working families through. They did not offer more details. $1.9 trillion for the U.S. coronavirus economy. Now, this is supposed to be a recovery package that he's asking $1.9 trillion. How much can Biden get done on the U.S. economy? It will be an additional to a long-awaited $900 billion stimulus package Congress passed in December, which Biden has called a down payment on a larger proposed package. Republican lawmakers are likely to object to parts of the bill, which will add more debt to what the U.S. has already spent, more debt to what the U.S. has already spent with the pandemic. Mr. Biden will need bipartisan support for this plan. Democrats currently control both chambers of Congress, but by a very narrow margin. And that is what the role of Kamala Harris, the vice president, serves as the tiebreaker. If none of the Democrats in the Senate switch sides on the vote. So nothing is concrete when we begin to look at the politics of this situation. So we have to look who's serving whose interests. He's talking about ending the Trump tax cuts. He's talking about stopping on the environment. What is in the Paris Climate Agreement? Emissions in 2021, biggest fall since World War II. See, there's not a damn thing in this here addressing black folks' needs. Let me go, ladies and gentlemen, to the the National Association Blacks in Solar platform and let you know what we are demanding from the Biden administration. You will be able to go to our news and events tab, and you're going to have to scroll downward, okay? As you scroll downward, you will find an article with the caption of the National Association of Blacks in Solar membership opportunity. You will have to basically scroll down and find that. If you do not see it in January, then that means you will have to click on our archives, which will be next door, and you can scroll down to that article, and you will find it. It will say in our December archives link, National Association and Blacks in Solar Membership. Under that, you will see the establishment of the process of evaluating social, political, economic, environmental priorities in development of an individual long-term solar strategy for HBCUs, municipalities, Black-owned county governments, Black businesses, Black nonprofits, demanding that the Biden administration invest 35% of the $1.7 trillion his administration plans to invest in clean energy over the first 4 years of his administration. This particular article goes out and lays it out. Community engagement over the past 12 years to educate the African-American community about climate change and the solar industry with its many benefits has been a major problem, because getting the solar industry, city, state, and federal government to invest in advertising dollars with African-American-owned media to educate the African-American communities has been a major issue nationally. The National Association of Blacks in Solar will be soliciting funding from the public and private sector to pay for the syndication and broadcasting costs with the Urban One Radio Network for this program, Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact. This program, which you know educates the Black community locally and nationally about the economic impacts of climate change and the need for environmental education in the Black community. Through syndication, the program will be heard in 76 markets, which will help deliver public and drive public opinion for reaching our stated goals, which we have laid out. Targeting African-American-owned institutions, including African-American-owned banks, businesses, churches, and et cetera. We just discussed that, but we are going to be utilizing the Property Assessed Clean Energy Program. It is known as the PACE program, and this particular program as the Property Assessed Clean Energy Program, known as PACE, along with the Rural Energy for America Program, known as REAP. Now, one comes out of the Department of Commerce, the other comes out of the Department of Agriculture. The Biden administration plans to implement these resources over its first term. Now, we want to look at what is going on right now. Regarding full funding for the National Association, one of our charter members, Peer Consultants, has developed an HBCU 5-year Green Economic Development Sustainability Plan, which was developed by the Positive Change Purchasing Cooperative, working in conjunction with Peer Consultants, led by the CEO, Director Lillian Abrams, who just received the highest professional distinction according to an engineer and was inducted into the National Academy of Engineers in the class of 2020. You will see a blue link there, which will provide some background information on Dr. Abrams. And this, I felt wonderful acknowledgement and accomplishment for her career work in the environmental arena. Now, we will also be looking at how we will increase market share for African-American design installation workforce development companies, the National Association of Blacks in Solar will work with the on public policy issues with stakeholders from public and private sectors, including the African-American Mayors Association, public service commissioners, black members of these commissioners, on a local and national basis, black city council members, county commissioners nationally, other nonprofit organizations advocating for equity for African American communities in the solar industry, utilizing, as we said, the PACE program as a national organizing tool, along with the REAP program, utilizing both of these programs. Ladies and gentlemen, these are black programs that are already, they've been in existence for quite some time. Billions of dollars have been flowing through these programs, but African-American solar installation and design and workforce development training companies are none of these our companies that's getting the money from the federal level, having market demographics of any significant magnitude where they're able to hire subcontractors to do the install work. The design companies don't have that we have in this business. We have out of 9,000 companies doing business in the United, from data put out by the Solar Foundation, that receives your tax dollars to keep track of the statistical data of employment, companies doing business in the solar industry. We have less than 30 African American based firms. When we look at what is going on in market demographics in the Deep South, which are in regulated markets, there are some key issues which I'm going to get into discussing these matters in a very, very few minutes. But what we need to look at is how fast white companies are growing and hiring more black people to more, have not been hiring black folks in this industry. So how do we get our companies to be positioned so that they can get these contracts, so that they can contract out and bring in the financing to the table, so our few African-American companies who are out here in the marketplace that are submitting proposals for these opportunities can be paid on the same rate that the historically white companies are being paid. There are numerous issues concerning this matter. I have an example with one of our charter members, Mr. Will Shirley out of Jackson, Mississippi, is now, his firm is in negotiations with an organization out of New Orleans that is a white-owned company that has the contracts to install solar PV systems on low and moderate income communities throughout the entire state of Mississippi. But they're not doing the design. The design work is the type of work that's done by Dr. Lillian Abrams' company, a peer consultant, because her company, if it was awarded this type of opportunity, could hire and grow and hire more of our engineers and architects who look like me and you from the African-American community. So we have to try to keep it real on this show, ladies and gentlemen, about what really matters. These are issues that really matter. our politicians don't know and are totally unaware, many of them, the solar and renewable energy industry and what is going on in this industry. This show, I am bringing you conversations that I have had directly with our African-American solar installation design company owners. They simply want to get a piece of this action. We also need off-takers for the projects that they have on their books. We have companies like Amazon, who have and Microsoft, who have a $2 billion fund where they're supposed to be buying energy from large-scale solar projects from so-called frontline communities. But that's not happening as it relates to black folks getting a piece of this, ladies and gentlemen. I'm talking about something that really matters in terms of job creation, wealth creation in the black community, and not simple symbolism. And this money is in the pipeline. So we're going to take a slight pause for the calls, ladies and gentlemen, because I've been on my soap box trying trying to connect the dots around this issue for a minute here. Now, all this information, you will be able to get this information by, as I said, logging on to our news and events tab. You'll scroll down and you'll see the National Association of Blacks in Solar membership opportunity. When we get back, we're going to look at a national survey that we have put together to get a a response from our African-American solar installation and design companies doing business in this industry, the solar industry. We're going to take a slight pause for the cause, and we'll be right back here on Solar Now. And
life is a song worth singing. Why don't you sing it? You hold a key in the palm of your hand. Use it. Don't blame your life on a master plan. Change it. Only you generate the power to decide what to do with your life. You're a fool if you think you're helpless. You control what you do with your life. Life is a song worth singing.
Welcome, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, back to the airways of Solar Now and the future. Solar Now and the future with its economic impact on Black America. And I'm your host, Ronald Bethay. And you know, if you're doing this on a regular basis, that call-in number is 646-668-2948. Once again, that call-in number is 646-668-2948. Please remember to press 1 on your phone pad after dialing the call-in number. Now, we're going to look at a number of things that we were just discussing. And I'm going right back to a national survey that we have put out for our African-American solar installation companies. And this is what we put out and sent out to our companies. The National Association of Blacks in Solar will achieve historic solar policy change that will support African-American solar-owned companies nationwide. please respond yes or no in the comment section below. Above that, there's a link that will give you the link where the companies can put their comments in. But I laid out what our questions are for the sake of having some continuity in this article. Number one, is your company facing problems gaining significant market share in your market demographics because of the lack of public policy to address the following issues? Renewable portfolio standard legislation, has that been passed? Metering and rates, have they been passed? Low-income solar access programs, has legislation been passed to create these type of programs? Community shared solar initiatives and market drivers, building a modern grid, have any of these legislative policies been put in place and are they being addressed in your market demographics? Number two, are you located in a regulated or deregulated market area, which means regulated market means that the utility company controls the generation of energy, the transmission of energy, the pricing of energy. It makes it very, very difficult for solar installations to operate in regulated markets. In deregulated markets, there is a opportunity for those solar installations companies to identify off-takers that will pay them a better price per kilowatt for that energy, for those green credits, which makes a project not only bankable but profitable for its investors. That is one of the things that happens in the regulated markets where the utilities won't pay any more than 2 or 3 cents, and they may be getting 8 or 9 cents from the consumer. But they don't provide enough room for the small developer, which would be our African-American companies, to be able to get into this game, and where we don't just become consumers of energy, but we become producers of energy. These are the questions. These are the points of this conversation, ladies and gentlemen. If your company is operating in a deregulated market area, has your local public service commission passed legislation that sets forth required annual compliance reporting to the commission for electricity suppliers to demonstrate compliance with their applicable RSPs, including acquisition of the number of what they're calling renewable energy credits? They are referred to as RECs. And that means that the Public Service Commission, in the renewable portfolio standards, if you have a 50% renewable energy mandate or requirement, that utility company must purchase those energy credits from its customer base. But if you don't have enough PV systems or solar systems installed on residential or commercial business buildings, or whether they be in your area or government or private sector buildings in your area, who are the customers of the utility company? The utility company cannot buy what they cannot get. So the local government is able to find the local utility. The local utility company pays that fine. That fine goes into the millions of dollars. But on the back end, in the District of Columbia, and which will be the test tube baby for the rest of the country, those fees are able to be passed on payers. So the consumer, we end up paying on the end anyway. So when we get to talking about them making policy, if it's called a unfunded mandate, then somebody's got to pay for it. Well, we want to make sure if we as consumers are going to have to pay for it, that we get something out of the deal other than just being the ones who are coming out of our pockets and paying money when our young people have not been hired at the numbers that should be based on our population and educational requirements in the solar industry. This is what is at stake, ladies and gentlemen. I think that I am drilling down on this subject matter, and I'm hoping I'm making this very plain to you in plain English so you understand what is at stake, okay? Number four, is there a requirement that sets forth alternative compliance fee amounts that your supplier must pay to your local Department of Energy? If it has not complied with the annual renewable portfolio standard and allows these fees to be passed on to the consumer? That's the question that we're asking our companies to respond to concerning their market demographics, where they're located. Are you having problems locating off-takers for large megawatt projects for which you are, there again, this talks about companies who need to purchase a lot of energy, such as Amazon, such as Microsoft. Microsoft has $1 billion fund. Amazon has $2 billion fund. Or do I have it backwards? Let me check that data because I'm putting this out on the airways and it won't take me but a second just for us to know this, because all we have to do, take a little bit of time and make sure that the information that I'm disseminating to you is the correct information. And I'll slide up to our link for our Green Economic Development Plan, which you platform, the 2021 National Platform Calling for a Green Economic Development Plan. And all we have to do is scroll down, and we will see in our article, yes, Amazon has the $2 billion Climate Pledge Fund, and Microsoft has a $1 billion Climate Innovation Fund. So we sort of had it backwards there, but those are the real numbers. And you will find out, following other things that are going on right now, following developments, the cost of shifting the U.S. power grid to 100% renewable energy covering the next 10 years is estimated to cost $4.5 trillion, according to a report put out by Wood and McKinsey. Now, I did not study, ladies and gentlemen. I said $4.5 trillion. That is a lot of cheddar. This is what is at stake, ladies and gentlemen. And make no mistake about it. Everything starts with energy, and everything ends with energy. I can attest to that on Tuesday night. I happened to be not able to sleep, so I'm up watching the PBS station. Documentary comes on about energy and the food supply and the amount of energy that it takes to generate and grow food on a worldwide basis. And it breaks everything down in terms of the emissions, carbon emissions that are going up in the coming from, number one, it's commercial and residential properties. Number two is transportation. Number three, people would never guess, but if you want to know, you got milk like the commercial said, where does that come from? It comes from cows. Are the number three producer of these emission carbons that are warming up the planet through their waste and when they are chewing, when they belch. To eat, an interesting piece was done. A research scientist out at UCal Berkeley, they're doing some extensive research on this thing, and it was very, very interesting to look at the amount of energy that goes into the packaging, the transmission of food to the marketplace, and they did an excellent job in this particular documentary. So make no mistake about it, ladies and gentlemen, energy drives any industrialized economy, and if you do not have enough energy, you will be not able to participate in manufacturing. And this is the number one reason why the continent of Africa, our homeland where our ancestors come from, is called and considered an underdeveloped society because of the lack of grid infrastructure, which gives them the ability to produce enough electricity to be able to become major manufacturing players in the world state, on a world stage. Let me put it like that. Now, you don't have to believe me, but you can do the research for yourself. What I am speaking to really, really matters. You will find a list of about 9 items of different programs, RPS, things that are going along around the country nationally. The question becomes, where's the economic green deal for Black America? That's what we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen. A lot of work went into getting Biden's administration elected, especially from Black folks. We need something other than symbolism and window dressing. We need more than just somebody giving us a so-called check. We need an opportunity, and we need to create that opportunity. We need investment in our institutions, and we must educate our people around these issues. These are the things that must get done. We're going to take another slight pause through the calls, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back here on Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America, as we take the time to bring you news that we know that you can definitely use. We'll go back. We'll look at the priorities. We're going to look at the new head of the Department of Energy that the Biden administration has appointed as soon as we come back from another slight pause for the cause here on Solar Now in the Future with its economic impact on Black America. And remember, that calling number is 646-668.
Is a song worth singing? I can just sing it. Life is a song worth singing. Why don't you sing it? Hold a key in the palm of your hand. Use it. Don't blame your life on a master plan. Change it. Only you generate the power to decide what to do with your life. You're a fool if you think you're helpless. You control what you do with your life. Life is a song worth singing. I got you. Sing it.
Welcome, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, back to the airways of Solar Now in the Future with its economic impact on Black America. And you know, if you join us on a regular basis, you know that call-in number is 646-668-2948. Once again, that call-in number is 646-668-2948. Please remember to press 1 on your phone pad after calling the dial-in number. Ladies and gentlemen, we were talking about the Biden administration. We were talking about a settlement with the EPA and the U.S. Justice Department against Toyota. And the reason why I brought that up is because when the settlement from the Toyota Volkswagen settlement came down the pike, each municipality got several millions of dollars. I forgot the exact number for all 50 states, but each of the 50 states got a large sum of money. It was in the millions. And they used this money for infrastructure, EV charging infrastructure. This is what's going on right now in the state of Virginia. On our website, you will see a link that will talk about to engage your elected official. On our website, we want you to be able to understand how to lobby your organization, your local legislators. And this particular to that virtual lobbying one-on-one training hosted by CCAN Action Fund and Virginia League of Conservation Voters. You need to look at that. There are several links there. You can listen to the video on that. You will also hear see yours truly, who was a part of that particular Zoom call, asking some very, very pointed questions about how is this information about the opportunities and rebate programs that are supposed to be made available to Virginia residents being disseminated to the African American money community. How much money is being spent with black-owned media to help get the word out to those targeted communities that are disproportionately affected by climate change, as well as the issue of the toxic emissions that are being released into the air through the power burning power plants and the exhaust fumes of the cars that run right through the heart of the black community on these interstates. Ladies and gentlemen, these are the issues of importance, but the local and state and federal legislatures don't want to hear from Ronald Bethea and the National Association of Blacks and Solar. What they want to hear from is their constituents concerning these issues. And unless their constituents call in and email and call in and make calls concerning these issues, I'm wasting my time on the airwaves. This is why community engagement is so important. This virtual lobbying training session speaks to those issues. It shows you how to go about that. Nowhere else over the World Wide Web or over the radio dial are people talking about how to engage your local politicians. Now, we've got about 5 more minutes programmed into our show today. We've tried to cover a number of things, but I also want you to be aware of the fact that the Washington Gas Climate Business Plan of Washington, D.C., they are providing an opportunity with the D.C. Chamber for people to register for a Tuesday, January 26th, 5 p.m. webinar, and they want public input. You need to register for this. You can do that by logging on to my website, clicking on the News and Events tab, scrolling down, opening up that particular link, and then registering for that. I also want to make available to you this information concerning Pepco. Now, Pepco has made it very, very, put out a release indicating Pepco offers program assistance for customers behind on their utility bills. You can click on the blue link and it will provide you with contact numbers for DC residents as well as Maryland residents who need assistance paying their electric bill. Ladies and gentlemen, please go to our website. Please click on these links. Get this information. Contact these folks and try to get you some help, because everybody needs it in this pandemic that the former president, COVID 45, Donald Trump created, made it a complete disaster. People are hurting out here. People need help. We try to bring news every week can use. This is where you go to get some financial help. These are pocketbook issues. We know nobody's going to save us but us. That is a quote from the late Dr. Calvin Rolock, who founded the Washington Informer newspaper. He said, the person who you are waiting to see or be, you're looking at them when you look in the mirror. Ain't nobody going to save us but us. This is real, folks. But you have to provide the information to your community. How does we, the African-American community, get their information? They get their information through Black Talk Radio. I know this is a powerful medium if this is on the proper platform. A podcast simply does not reach enough people on a day-to-day basis. This is why we are working feverishly trying to get the help that we need so we can bring help to not the greedy, but the needy in the African-American community, locally and nationally. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for another opportunity. I hope you enjoyed the information that we brought to you. Also on this website, you're going to be able to find out about who will be serving as the Secretary of the Department of Energy, which is a very, very young white lady who could be my daughter. So it's very, very, very interesting to me how I see these things playing out. But all that information is made available on the website of the Positive Change Purchasing Cooperative at www.POSTIVECHANGEPSandPaulCSandCat.com. That's the Positive Change Purchasing Cooperative website. That's the PositiveChangePC.com, PositiveChangePC.com. You'll be able to click on our news and events tab, scroll down, you'll be able to get this information. We hope, once again, you got something from our conversation over the past 60 minutes. And what we say is, don't want you to meet us here back next week. We want you to beat us here. So until next week, we say go in peace as we close out another episode of this show, Solar Now and the Future, with its economic impact on Black America, that we brought you news that you can definitely use here on Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America.
Someone singing, I can trust, sing it. Life is a song worth singing, why don't you sing it? You hold a key in the palm of your hand, use it. Don't blame your life on a master plan, change it. Only you generate the power to decide what to do with your life. You're a fool if you think you're helpless. You control what you do with your life. Life is a song worth singing.